Hi, this is Kim and Mike Burge, and you have just joined The Good Stuff, and we're very happy to have you here.
And again, we want to remind folks, if you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the author, if you know who that is.
That's right. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
We're looking for some fall stories or some new ghost stories or something that we might, maybe they could be true or not true.
But, or they could be funny Frankenstein
or
stories.
Or they could be funny. Yeah, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Okay. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news. They have market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. They cover things like sheep and hogs and new and used farm equipment, a huge range of farm and ranch needs. They also have upcoming ag-related events. So make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It is, you know, what ranchers read.
I have something that was sent to us from Gary Hornstead out of Minnesota called Labor Day. I know we're a month past Labor Day, but every day in farming and ranching is Labor Day.
So, there you go.
So what did you have
and
to share
And all
the today?
Other tasks people do, right. Not just farmers and ranchers are listening. And I've just got a couple of short little things. So you kick it off.
Well, this is called Labor Day. And let me see if I know who this author is. I don't think he included the author on this, but Gary sent this in to us. A day to not labor instead, but to rest. It's not always what happens out here in the West. Cattle need tending. Equipment does too. Crops will need work as skies stay fair blue. Still, it's good to be working on this Labor Day. Moving cows, fixing fence, or even cutting hay. Because you know that all the effort you expend will serve to feed many people in the end. So you work until after the setting of the sun. Finally, you put your feet up. Your job's well done. Thoughts of tasks tomorrow start dancing in your mind. You know you'll be busy. Don't want to fall behind. Alfalfa close to cutting. Need to bale the neighbor's hay. We'll have to wait till later. It's all you can do today. So you labor on after this special day. You've probably done better than any man could say. It's always Labor Day out here on the farm and ranch. When you're producing the world's food, you're always taking a chance. That's something lots of folks know very little about. So hats off, and thanks to those whose labor never runs out. Thanks to Gary Hornstead for sending that in to us out of Minnesota for the good stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, here's kind of a Halloween-type theme. My wife yelled from the bedroom, "Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" I said, "No." She yelled back, "What about now?"
Ooh, better check what she's doing.
I know it. I know it. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my shape to keep. Please no wrinkles. Please no bags. Please lift my bottom before it sags. Please no age spots. Please no gray. And as for my belly, please take it away. Keep me healthy. Keep me young. And thank you, Lord, for all you've done."
Do you ever hear the term living in high cotton?
I have.
Sounds like it should be a Southern term, shouldn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Most know that the cotton industry started in the South and is embedded in the roots of Southern culture. There are plenty of cotton fields in the South, and Southerners know that the higher the cotton bush is, the more cotton it will produce, and hence more money. So, if someone says that they're living in high cotton, it means that they are feeling financially secure or wealthy. If you moved and got a new job, you could tell your friends you're living in high cotton now. Wasn't there a Charlie Pride song about high cotton?
Yes, there definitely was. There definitely was. Good Charlie Pride. Nothing like some good music. Hey, may your mustache grace your upper lip and always hang with a majestic curl. But feel free to discount this advice if you happen to be a girl. Oh. J.D. Cyber wrote that. Isn't that funny?
Do you have another one of those little ones?
I do. "To the rewards of being a cowboy and to live in a cowboy's life with only the fear of being afoot or saddled down with a wife."
Huh.
You know what's really funny?
What?
A lady wrote it.
Diane, no kidding.
Yeah, Diane Tribbett. Okay, Mike, let's kind of wrap it up here with some capsule sermons. Here's one. "The best preparation for tomorrow is the proper use of today."
Once again, folks, thanks for listening to the Good Stuff program. If you have items to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for spending part of your day with us right here on the Good Stuff.